Good morning, everyone. Welcome back into the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I am your host, Shannon Gray, and this morning we have our weekly update on sorghum. We're doing that today with Tim Lust. He's the CEO of the National Sorghum Producers, and Tim, thanks for being back here on KGNC.
Good to be with you.
Yeah, you know, I really appreciate all of the information that y'all bring us, and you have kind of a large announcement in relation to exports of sorghum. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think obviously we've been very excited about the continued sales and export shipments of sorghum, and today was a good day again on that with a focus on China. But really, from an export news standpoint, something that we've been working on for, you know, 2.5 or 3 years, finally got approval to do exports into Vietnam, and excited about the growth in aquaculture and some other sectors in Vietnam, and been a long process to get approval to be able to export to Vietnam, but certainly excited this week to be able to announce that we finally got that approval.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that it's been a long process. What exactly has that really taken to get that done?
Well, a lot of teamwork. We worked very closely with, you know, an international trade organization, the U.S. Grains Council, and with this national checkoff program, and just had to go through a lot of protocols with Vietnam in terms of getting phytosanitary approvals and working through some differences that our you know, governments have in the way they do things. And so it's just been, while it isn't something that is necessarily totally abnormal, it is something that takes a lot of people coming to agreement on, and had to host inspectors from Vietnam earlier this year, and just been a long process, but happy to be at this point and be able to announce that we're finally in a position where we can start selling U.S. sorghum to Vietnam.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that, you know, they do things differently than us or have different requirements. What kind of regulations are we may be looking at for that sorghum to be exported to Vietnam?
Well, you know, I'm happy to say that after a lot of back and forth, you know, they're basically regulations that we would do with any other country around the world. It's the, simply the phytosanitary issues that that normally go into, you know, treating grain as it's exported and through the regular process. So it took a while, but happy to say that it is a protocol that would be very standard for our grain industry going into just about any country around the world.
All right. Yeah, good to hear. And you mentioned at the beginning of this interview that today, we're recording this on Thursday, it's going to air on Friday, but you mentioned that today was a big day for sorghum buys, especially with China. What's going on with that?
Well, just, you know, just a continued day of a week of purchases. This is certainly continuing the last 8 or 9 weeks, not only of old crop sales, but one of the sales today that was announced was some new crop sales for the fall. So happy to see that conversion starting to move over from old crop to new crop, and there continue to be weekly purchases. So in a challenging time for agriculture in a lot of sectors, that's something that at least for our industry has been a positive and is continuing to go forward. So just happy to be able to continue to see those sales happening, and the shipments, not just the sales, but the shipments and the boats actually leaving the country and headed overseas as well.
Yeah, that's always good to hear. And you kind of mentioned, you know, we're in the middle of this unusual time right now with this coronavirus pandemic. How much pressure has been put on the sorghum market through all of this?
Well, you know, certainly while basis levels have been good because of demand, the overall grain price is really tied to corn. And with all of the challenges with the ethanol industry and the livestock sector, you know, we're looking at very low, you know, Chicago Board of Trade prices as it relates to that, and some real challenges there. So it's just a tough time in agriculture. Continue to be very involved on the policy side in D.C. to try to make sure that, you know, producers have the support that they're going to need to weather this storm, because it's a tough one. And then, unfortunately, our weather's not really cooperating. We need rain next week pretty bad over a big area of the sorghum belt. So hopefully we get some rain next week, and everybody can get planted and get moving forward here with the 2020 crop.
Tim, is there anything else you wanted to add today?
No, appreciate the opportunity to share with you.
That was Tim Lust, the CEO of the National Sorghum Producers. That is going to wrap up our Thursday edition of the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. It is May 7th. Don't forget, Mother's Day is this weekend. Make sure you give Mom a call. Give her a hug if you're able to see her in the middle of all of this, and show her some love. We are going to head out of the show now. Please go out there and make it a great day. And I'm your Agribusiness News Director, Shannon Gray.